Welcome to BCW Presents. Today we're talking about nonprofit organizations, and joining us are Mindy Muller, President and CEO of Community Development Professionals, as well as Tracy Stivers, Director of Community Relations for our local Workforce Development Board. Welcome, ladies.
Thank you. It's exciting to be here.
It is.
Thanks, Amy, for the invitation.
So, nonprofit organizations sometimes are referred to as 501c3s. Tell us exactly, what is a nonprofit?
Nonprofits are businesses that choose to do good in communities. I think of nonprofits being corporations because they are organized as corporations, but they choose mission over margin. So their idea is not to make money, but to use resources to make impact in communities.
Yeah, I think that's a great definition. I know for us at BCW Workforce, we became a nonprofit because we wanted to better serve those who are trying to develop themselves in the workforce and kind of address that benefits cliff that I know that we're going to talk about a little bit later, but fill in those gaps.
Awesome. Mission over margin. Is that what makes nonprofits so important?
Yes, nonprofits are critical to our communities and the health of our communities. Nonprofits serve the basic needs in communities. So think of food, clothing, shelter, workforce, things that are recognized needs that our communities have. They also contribute to quality of life. And sometimes we don't think of them in that regard. But if you think about youth sports or youth activities or senior centers, things that add value to our lives, they are critical in that space.
Yeah, I think also a nonprofit is trying to tackle a problem that we have in our society. Like the first thing that came to mind when you were talking, Mindy, was domestic violence shelters. You know, those are so important just to be able to tackle those problems and make our community a better place.
Filling a need that maybe is not going to be otherwise
popular,
fulfilled.
Yeah.
Or popular. Yeah. Good point. It's not going to be a moneymaker.
Right.
What are some of the biggest challenges nonprofits face today?
Oh, so many.
I think we could say that one together,
yes.
Mindy. Definitely funding.
Funding. So we get a lot of calls from nonprofits. And the two calls that I say we get is we're running out of money, or we're struggling with money, or we have issues with our board. So a lot of boards don't really know what their assignment is, what their role is, what their responsibilities are. But money is always something that's on nonprofits' minds. Funding is critical, and so many aren't prepared for how to get funded. Our tagline is get organized, get funded, be sustainable, so that you can stay around doing the work in communities. So yeah, funding is a huge thing that nonprofits struggle with, and where they feel that. They feel such a critical need to be able to have the resources they need to do the work that they're called to do.
I think nonprofits also have to really be able to navigate changing policies, staff shortages. You know, they experience those things just like any other business does, but they have to make sure that the impact that they're making is clearly communicated to the public and to their funders.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So maybe that's a way that Ohio Means Jobs could help. I know we can help with job postings and recruitment, and that's kind of staffing part of it. I know not every nonprofit has the luxury of a HR team behind them. We'd love to help.
Well, and I think in one of the things that I've appreciated about Ohio Means Jobs is your willingness to reach out to the nonprofit sector and provide some training. I mean, that's one of the ways that we're partnering, is to bring real training and real resources in the way of education and arming them with the information they need at your amazing centers that you have.
And so, you're providing more than information, mentoring.
Absolutely.
Information, inspiration, support, all those things are important.
Absolutely. Yeah, definitely. I think for us particularly, we just recently became a nonprofit, as you know. But I think probably our biggest challenge was, how do we ensure long-term financial stability and still meet the needs and keep them free or affordable for job seekers and employers who come to us for help?
Right. We work a lot with nonprofits on what we call resource development strategies. So thinking that through. So we're not constantly treading water, mm-hmm. but we're thinking long term. And how do we engage the public and businesses and individuals that care about the same things we care about to support the work? You're doing the hard things mm-hmm. of doing your mission. And so how do we come alongside as people that reside in communities to help support and underwrite that work? And one of the things that I would love to see is that economic impact that nonprofits make beyond just the money that you bring in. But what would happen if our nonprofits went away? How would that impact our communities? And it would be huge. You know, people need to work, and what you're providing through workforce development and thinking about it more holistically is critical to the health of individuals and families, but also to the health of our communities. Mm-hmm. I mean, the work is so important.
You know, you said that, Mindy, and it made me think. Amy keeps very good statistics and records. And so we know what our ROI is. We know that we are making a huge impact. But I think that's really important for every nonprofit to know those numbers and to be able to present those numbers.
Absolutely.
Yes. It's like what we've talked about before. Nonprofits are legitimate businesses.
Oh, yeah.
And they need to be just as strategic as anyone else.
Right. They still have to make money. That's not their mission, but they need that money to survive. Definitely.
Definitely need revenue. So one of the things we like to do on BCW Presents is to dispel myths. What are some of the other myths, some of the other common misconceptions people have about nonprofits?
I'll let you take that one, Mindy.
I think people think that nonprofits are just comprised of do-gooders, volunteers. Mm-hmm. I don't think people look at them as being corporations. So I think people just don't think about where the resources are coming from, or you just automatically are able to do that. I know in other countries, they think about non-governmental organizations or NGOs as being supported by government. And sometimes that is the way that happens. That's not the way it happens here. You know, nonprofits are separate, independent entities and corporations that have to raise their own funds, that have to figure out how to do mission while still being supported. And so that's one of the things I think a lot of people don't think about until they're in this work, that we have to support. If we want to have this need met in our communities, to your point of that's what they do is meet needs, then we have to come alongside and support that effort. So I think that's one of the misconceptions, is we don't even think about how they're making dollars or how that works. It's not largely government supported. It's mostly you and I supporting these important causes in our community. And that is one of the things that we teach, is that the majority of the funding to nonprofits ought to come from the community that they're serving, because that community is benefiting. So I think that's one of the myths. And they are formal. They are formal 501c3s. That's an internal revenue code reference. And so they are required to organize and report and be a corporation. So they are very formally structured. So I think that's another thing that's not always commonly understood.
Yeah. You mentioned do-gooders. You keep using that term, so I'm going to steal that from you for a minute. I think people, when they think of nonprofits, they think, oh, it's just do-gooders, like you said. But these are, to have a successful nonprofit, you really have to be business-minded, you have to be savvy, you have to be innovative, mm-hmm. because that financial stability is so hard to obtain, but it's so crucial.
That's right.
And I think a lot of people just don't realize that the most successful nonprofits operate very strategically, like a Fortune 500 company. Maybe they don't have that kind of money, but they have to have that kind of talent and mindset.
Right. The other thing that I think that another thing that comes to mind is that they're all volunteers, and mm-hmm. they're not. These are professional staff that are largely serving in our organizations. Volunteers are huge, and we encourage nonprofits to utilize volunteers, but we have professional staff at the helm. And so we need to be responsible with how we pay them and how we resource the organization in order to secure the highest level of staffing.
Right. You also have to think that you have operational costs too, technology, rent, utilities, those types of things. And you have to have staff or you can't be consistent. I mean, volunteers are wonderful, but when they leave, do you want to lose all that knowledge and experience with them. You've got to have people on board that are there day in and day out.
Are there any exciting projects or initiatives that you're working on right now you'd want to share?
Well, one of the things, interestingly enough, we went about 6 or 7 years ago, we went online with a lot of our trainings. And that's been great because we do have a national footprint with our nonprofit work. So that's allowed us to be in a lot of different places using technology to do that coaching and training remotely. But in 25, we've really made an effort to go back out into communities. Mostly the nonprofits that we're looking to serve are those community grassroots organizations that are coming from communities to meet those community needs. And they like in person. They need those connection points. They need to see you. They need to tell you their story and not just through a screen. And so one of the things that we've really focused on this year is getting back out into the field, going into communities and doing live trainings. We can do a lot of the coaching and follow-up remotely, but they need that face-to-face. So that's one of the big things that we've looked at doing in 25. I'm excited about.
Connection to the community is so important in this work.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
So at BCW Workforce, one of the things that we're working on that we're pretty excited about is creating some kind of sponsorship model for businesses to be able to engage more deeply with workforce solutions, but also to help us create a stable funding stream that we know is going to be there year after year. So it's still in the very fluid think tank stage. So I'm not sure exactly what that's going to look like, but we know that that's something we need. And we're also expanding on initiatives like the Work Boot Drive that we recently did, which helps people start jobs immediately by providing some of the necessary tools that they need to be able to go to work. And we're always looking for ways to improve employer engagement, whether through customized training programs or stronger career pathways. We are always looking and always open to new ideas.
Yeah, like government entities can't ask for donations.
Right.
But when you work alongside a nonprofit, sometimes you can have a need met without breaking any of the rules.
Absolutely. And some of the funding that we get through the government is so restrictive. You can only use it for X, Y, and Z.
Tell me about it.
But in order to make the impact, like I go to a lot of expos and community events, in order to make the impact that the lawn care company that's three booths away is making and to talk to those people, you have to have unrestricted funds that you can use to to make that impact, to draw that attention in and get noticed.
How can people get involved in nonprofits as volunteers or supporters?
I think there's a lot of ways. Volunteering time, serving on the board, offering your professional expertise. Maybe you have access to something that the nonprofit could use and that would be beneficial to them. I think there are a ton of ways. And I think it's really important, too, for me particularly. I have an 11-year-old son. So when I volunteer for something, guess who gets to go, whether he likes it or not? Because you have to be an example and you want to see that go from generation to generation and show your kids the importance of volunteerism and being active and being helpful in your community.
And it doesn't have to be a big commitment. I mean, who would have thought that somebody's used work boots could be so valuable to another person?
Right.
To get them started on a journey to work until they get that first paycheck and can buy their own. Like one man's trash is another's treasure, they say.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Mindy, what do you suggest for people who want to plug into nonprofits as volunteers or supporters?
I think everyone should plug in someplace. I mean, you can give your time, you can give the talents or expertise that you have. You can give your treasure, your funding. Nonprofits need ongoing donor support, those discretionary dollars that you mentioned. I think we also can share our networks. Mm-hmm. So if you have connections in with people, you can help spread the word about this particular mission or cause that you care about. There's likely a nonprofit tied to a cause or a concern that you care about right next door to you. And so finding that one place that you can plug into and contribute is really important. It does take a village. It takes all of us working collectively to make nonprofits really continue to be able to meet the needs in our community.
I think you also need to make sure there's a real need for whatever it is you're passionate about. passionate about. Make sure that there's not already an organization that exists. You don't want to recreate the wheel. We don't have to work in silos. We can partner together. So if you know an organization that's already doing it well, why don't you look at how you can help them?
Great. And what advice would you give to someone looking to start their own nonprofit?
Exactly what you just said.
Okay.
It's part of what we do when we get that question. I always give people homework and say, go see who else is doing this work in your community. We don't need a bunch of new nonprofits unless there's an unmet need or the need is so great we need more than one provider. So I think to start a nonprofit, first you have to do your homework. And then we have like a 5-step process that we help people walk through to get that started if they decide, yes, this is something I want to do. But what I say oftentimes is people don't realize how hard this is. Mm-hmm. And if they realized how much work it is to try and do resource development, to try and get your boards trained, to do a new corporation, they may not start that. So I do try to illuminate that a little bit, not to discourage, but just to make sure people's eyes are open before they go down this path. It's hard. This is hard work. And it's more than just passion. Passion has to drive, but you also need the structure to follow behind. So there is a clear path to make that happen. But I try to make sure people have their eyes open before they embark on that journey.
Right. I think a lot of people are just so excited about their idea and so excited to get started that they skip all that research and writing policies and having safeguards in place for all of the things that they're going to be dealing with. There's just that excitement about getting your feet wet, but there's a lot to do before you get your feet wet.
It's real work and it's important work.
Yes. Absolutely.
So if you're thinking about starting a nonprofit, good place to start is with our free workshops hosted by the Ohio Means Job Centers and taught by Mindy. And those are coming up Wednesday, April 23rd from 10 to 11:30 at the Claremont OMJ. And Wednesday, May 28th from 10 to 11:30 at the Warren County OMJ. No need to register, but check out our website for more info. Maybe you want to give back. You can volunteer. We recommend doing your research, doing your homework, finding that nonprofit that you want to support in many different ways. Maybe you're a job seeker looking for meaningful work. Nonprofits is a great way to go. You need to reach out and see what postings are there. Another good channel would be to reach out to Ohio Means Jobs and specifically look for that nonprofit sector. If you are a nonprofit, feel free to reach out to your center to help with job postings, recruitment, or other business-related needs. We look forward to hearing from you. Thanks, ladies.
No problem. Thanks for having us.
Thank you, Amy.